let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
Dave Plyer has taken the night off, but I am Wendy Snyder, and we've gone from Chicago to St. Louis, and now we head a little more south, and joining us right now is Andrew Booth, Director of Communications for the Daytona Beach Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Andrew, thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good evening. How are you all tonight?
We're doing pretty well. Actually, we're above freezing for the first time in 19 days. How's your weather going down there? Not great.
Well, I'm a native Floridian, and it's in the 50s, and for me, that's really cold. So,
did you get a new down jacket?
10 minutes. Yeah, sometimes I wear two sweaters. I wouldn't last 10 minutes up in Chicago.
Yeah, we have thicker blood, that's for sure. All right, I have to tell you, I have friends that went to Daytona Beach for spring break, and I was not part of the fun. I missed out. I do know that the Daytona 500 is coming up in a couple of weeks, and this is the start of NASCAR season. There is so much to do in Daytona Beach, and I've never been there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's next Sunday, the Daytona 500, NASCAR's biggest, richest, most prestigious race, the Super Bowl of stock car racing. They kick off their season, and it's right here in Florida in Daytona Beach. They've done it now for 67 years. This will be the 68th annual Daytona 500. It's a race when the driver wins it, then they'll forever have that name, Daytona 500 champion, when they're getting announced. It's a title, like the President of the United States. In your name, you know, it's a very special thing for a driver. It makes their career, and it's something that every driver dreams about winning. And it's truly a Super Bowl kind of feel. The United States Air Force Thunderbirds do the flyover. This year, Nate Borghese, comedian, is the Grand Marshal.
I saw Kurt that. Russell. I love him.
Kurt Russell's the pace car driver. You know
what?
Athlete. stars, they come out for this. It's like the Super Bowl of the NFL. It's the Super Bowl of racing. And it's 200 laps, 500 miles, three wide racing, a lot of pageantry that goes with it. And there's a lot of racing that leads up to the Daytona 500. They have an Xfinity race and an ARCA race the day before, truck race on Friday night. Thursday is the duels, the qualifying races. Wednesday they have the Daytona 500 qualifying. So a lot of pomp and circumstance throughout the week that leads up to the Daytona 500. If you've never been, it should be on your bucket list. And everybody up north, they got cabin fever. They're stuck in the house. It's snowing and it's cold. You want to get out of the sun. I believe the forecast next Sunday is in the 70s.
Oh, and, there we go.
There's probably a reason why the Daytona 500 is in Florida, and that's because typically you're going to get great weather in February. You're going to find it in Florida.
Well, that's what is such a great thing about Florida. You know, I'm used to the winters here, but I'm not telling you I like them. And it is nice to get away. What about your beaches? You have a lot of beautiful beaches in Daytona, don't you?
Yeah, we do. In the Daytona Beach area, we have 23 miles of pristine white sand beaches. Our sand is I can make up a reason why, and I have no idea why it's turned out this way, but it's hard packed. It's hardback sand. You can actually drive on sections of our beach, depending on the tides. And there's also just areas where it's pedestrian only. But we have wonderful beaches. You could do a wide variety of activities, from swimming to biking, parasailing, surfing, or you just want to sit back in a lounge chair and relax and enjoy the sun. So our beaches are wonderful. And it's our most popular attraction next to Daytona National Speedway. And a lot of hotels are located along the beach. We also have beachfront parks, and people can go there and spend the day on the beach. It's a great way to take a break if they're going to the racetrack for some races, or maybe go to the beach in the morning and go out in the afternoon and evening to watch the races. A lot of people run, jog, walk. We even have some dog-friendly beaches as well. So if you're taking a vacation with your four-legged friend, you can do that as well.
God, this just sounds so great listening to you talk about this. Now, Daytona Beach is located on, the east coast of Central Florida?
Yes, east coast, Central Florida. We're about an hour or so from Orlando, about 90 minutes from Jacksonville, an hour from Cape Canaveral Kennedy Space Center, 2 hours from Tampa. It's a great base camp for a vacation. We do have a airport, Daytona Beach International Airport. So it has flights coming in from New York City, as well as Atlanta, Charlotte, and some other airports in the Northeast. So it's easily, you can connect easily to it from Chicago. But also, if you fly into Orlando, quick drive over.
All right. Will you see the tallest lighthouse in Florida when you drive in or when you fly in?
Yes, you will. Ponce Inlet Lighthouse. Ponce Inlet's a quaint little town, a little bit south of Daytona, and 203 steps. If you can climb all the way to the top, will give you an amazing view of the Intercoastal Waterway as well as the Atlantic Ocean. It's the tallest lighthouse in Florida, the third tallest lighthouse in the United States. There's also a museum there. And I think it's a great place to take a dolphin and manatee tour. And it's a 90-minute tour of that inlet. Guarantee you're going to see some dolphins. Beachfront, waterfront dining right there. Get some great fresh seafood the day down in Ponce Inlet. There's also the Marine Science Center down there. So just a beautiful area to kind of get away from Daytona Beach just a little bit, but it's right here in our area.
All right, I'm a little hoarse tonight, but the fact that you said dolphin, you probably wished you wouldn't have said that word because I do a dolphin impression. Would you like to hear it, Andrew?
Of course.
Is that not a pretty good dolphin impression?
That's pretty impressive, yeah. You can hear that on the dolphin tour.
Yeah well, if you need me, let me know, because I'd love to come down to Daytona. I've never been. I'd love to check it out. And aquarium, rainforest adventure, I want to go check that out, too.
Yeah, we got the Daytona Aquarium and Rainforest Adventure. That's actually right near the Speedway. It's our first aquarium in the destination. It's about 60,000 square feet, or 50,000 square feet. 60 exhibits from sharks to alligators and otters, sloths, ray tank. So that's a good indoor attraction. And like I said, we have some great racing themed restaurants as well to check out. At the Racing's North Turn, that's where racing first started. They're on the beach. They actually started on the beach pre-1958. They used to race on the beach, and the Racing's North Turn is right there. There's a historical marker, and there's a great oceanfront dining that you can do there. They're going to have a big parade there tomorrow with vintage race cars. There's a lot of events around racing that lead up to the Daytona 500 next week throughout the community, too. But we have some great attractions. If you don't come down for the races, come down some other time of the year. We got a lot of great things to see and do in Daytona Beach. DaytonaBeach.com is our website that tells you all about it.
DaytonaBeach.com. I was just going to ask you that. Thank you so much for talking to us, Andrew. I really appreciate it. And tell all your friends I do a really great dolphin impression.
You got it. I appreciate it. Thank you all. Have a great night.
Right. Director of Communications, Daytona Beach Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Andrew Booth. Come on. That's really great.